Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, so I have 10 tips for helping kids to eat healthier, but I have a disclaimer. I'm not a parent. I can barely take care of myself, so I'm not an expert at this at all, but I do believe that telling kids to eat their fruits and vegetables, that just can't work. I mean, maybe for a few, but come on, most kids, no, they need to learn more, I think, about where their food comes from, who grows it, and why it's important to share meals with, you know, friends and family. So I got this from the Business Insider of all places, right? It was written by Sarah Small, and I want to share with you 10, what I thought were really nice 10 tips for getting kids more involved with food, how to cook food, and then maybe that translates into eating healthier. So here's the first tip, and I like this because I love reading books. So Sarah's first tip is to, hey, as a family, read books about food. You know, there are dozens of books that teach kids about where food comes from and who grows it, and even what sorts of foods are healthy yet delicious. So there's a lot of choices out there. Just go on Amazon and look up these types of books. I like this. I like the idea that you sit around as a family, especially with young children. You know, you're talking maybe 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids who are really interested in what you have to say as an adult and engaging them in these types of books. She makes some recommendations. There's a book called To Market, To Market by Nikki McClure. And this is all about how the food goes from the farmer to the market and eventually to your supermarket. And I guess ultimately on your kitchen table. She likes that one. There's another one called The Good Garden by Katie Smith Milway. Again, these books are all about engaging kids about where the food comes from, who's dealing with it, the livestock, the produce, and how it gets to your plate. I think there is a disconnect today, not just for kids, but for adults, about where our food comes from. We're so disconnected from that, we don't have a real appreciation for how blessed we are in this country. So I like that idea. So tip number one is to read books about food. Number two, play some games. Okay, so here's one. More and more computer and video games are incorporating food, like one called Doof, which of course is food backwards. It's a combination of computer games, videos, and a website where kids can read and learn about food-related topics. It takes a comprehensive approach to food, exploring not just the food itself, but also the culture, science, and history behind it. Kids, there's a, I guess on this site, Doof, there's a another area called Planet Doof, where your children can pretend like they're farmers, and they can learn how to grow certain crops. And the computer will simulate rainy season, dry season, when it's time to plant, when it's time to harvest. Again, giving them a better understanding of where the food comes from, which I think is so important. I like that. That's Doof, D-O-O-F, and Planet Doof. Tip number three, encourage farm to school and environment-based curricula in schools. Farm to school and environment-based curricula. I like this. There's Jamie Oliver, who is on not the Food Channel. He, I think, is more on Travel Channel, and I could be wrong on that. But he's a famous chef from the UK. He has a nonprofit called Food Revolution, which helps to deliver curricula-style books and workbooks to elementary and middle school and junior high schools. Again, Jamie Oliver's goal here is to try to educate kids on exactly where that food comes from, connecting us back to the soil, connecting us back to the farmer, connecting us back to the livestock. And that can have a great impact, I do believe, on helping kids simply make healthier choices when they understand where that food comes, instead of just a package that they open or a can that they open, to understand that that food comes from a place, it comes from soil, it comes from someone's farm, I think can have a big impact. There's some other examples of these school-based programs. So that was Food Revolution. There's another one called Learn Your Fruits and Vegetables. and a third one called Growing Food Connections. These are all non-political organizations. They're all nonprofit. It's simply teaching kids about where food comes from. Number four, engage kids. Oh, I love this one. In community gardens and farms. Yeah, I like this. There is a program called Green Youth Farm in Chicago, and I think that's the website, greenyouthfarm.com. Go check that out, because what they've done is they've taken inner city kids and they're learning how to garden. They're learning how to grow certain vegetables and fruits in city lots that were empty. They've turned them into these little mini gardens. I really like this one. There's another one in England that you can read about called the Incredible Edible Plants Garden. I don't know the website, so just search that on Google. Incredible Edible Plants Garden. That's a one out of in England that is similar to the Green Youth Farm in Chicago. Yeah, community farms and gardens. I like that. Number five, let's help the kids understand the importance of biodiversity, meaning where exactly are certain foods grown, for instance. There is a website called seedmap.org where your child can actually learn where certain types of produce are grown. You know, where melons are grown versus strawberries, where the blueberries are grown, where the United States gets most of its corn, its wheat, watermelon, it's all there, seedmap.org. Notice that there's kind of a trend in these tips. We've gone through five now. And that trend obviously is about educating kids, connecting them back to the food source. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. I really believe we're too disconnected from our food. We don't have an appreciation of all the work that goes in to the food we see on our dinner plate or in the grocery stores. And I think that is playing a role in making poor choices. Number six, start a school campaign dedicated to food and health issues. There's one that you can check out. It's called the World Food Program. This one is partnering with eBay. And it's helping to raise money to provide healthy school meals to kids in need. But they're getting the kids involved. It's not adults doing this. They're engaging kids in other schools that are helping the less fortunate schools. There's another one called Eat Happy Project, which tackles the children's diet-related health problems. So check that out, too. Maybe that's a good way to go, starting a school campaign. Number seven. Hey, if you don't want to do a community garden, how about a family garden? You know, I was in New York City recently, and there's people who are actually growing tomatoes and vegetables on their terraces. They're these vertical gardens, they call them. You can do that in most apartment homes, townhomes. If you're lucky enough to have a backyard, hey, how about a garden out there? I think that's awesome. And assign your child. You know, don't overwhelm them at the beginning. Maybe you have a section just for the tomatoes or, you know, whatever it is, carrots. And you assign one child to that one vegetable and they learn all about that vegetable, the seed, the soil conditions that's best, when they plant, when they harvest, how you, once it's done, how you clean the food and how you cook with it. Have your son, for instance, just deal with carrots. And then the next season, you could add tomatoes to it. And that way, they build a real appreciation for that food source. Number eight makes sense. Watch educational programs, right? Food Channel is a great one. Plate Project is another one on Disney Channel. Number nine is include kids in meal planning. Yeah, let them choose some of these foods. And when it's not a good choice, educate why it's not a good choice. And if they're planning their own food, they'll probably want to do that. And number 10, have established family mealtimes. Let's go back to where we were eating dinner as a child. When I was growing up, that was the worst thing you could do in my family was show up to dinner late. That was the worst thing you could do. Let's bring that back. There are 10 tips for helping kids eat healthier. You can read about this in Business Insider by Sarah Small. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.